Hey, but
Send button.
so probably the easiest way to fade a project out is to apply two volume envelope points to the master track. The command option O command to fade out won't work in this instance because that's item based and you don't have any items on your master for it to fade out, right? So I've got a project at the minute that ends like this. So it's already got an ending, right? But let's assume that it's an 8-bar section. So let's assume I want to fade the second half of it. So I want to fade from bars 5 to 8, and I want the fade out to end, i.e., I want it to be completely silent when we reach that last downbeat. And we'll just take that nice, satisfying low A away from people.
They don't deserve it.
Right. So I'm going to do Control Alt M to show the master track. That will be Command Option M in Macland, I think. And I'm going to move to the top of the track list. And then I'm going to hit up arrow once to select the master. Now I'm going to do Control Alt V to show the volume envelope, which would be Command Option V in Macland. And now Control L to arm that volume envelope. That would be Command L in Mac. And I'm going to move to where I want the fade out to begin. We need two envelope points here, one where the fade out's going to start and one where the fade out's going to finish. So I think, yeah, that's halfway through the section. So I'm going to do Shift E to hit the first envelope point here. I did Shift E instead of Alt Shift E because it will just pre-populate the existing level of the master track, which is fine for the start of the fade. And then if I zip 4 bars forward again, that should put me on the last downbeat. Yep, it does. This time I'm going to do Alt Shift E, which would be Option Shift E on Mac, because I need to change the value of this envelope point. And I'm going to type in dash INF, which translates to minus infinity or silence. Hit enter to save that envelope point. Now, if I play from where I currently am, silence. So if I shoot 8 bars back, I think that was 9 actually. And if we play this, what we should find is that throughout the second half of this section, we get a nice linear fade. She goes. Gone. If you wanted to tweak the fade shape, you could do that by moving to the second envelope point. I know we only placed two, but there's actually going to be three envelope points on this track because Reaper always puts one at the start of the project for the like for a starting level for the master. So even though we only inserted two, there's actually three. So when we move to the second envelope point with Alt J or K, depending on where we are, it's going to be Alt K from here because it's ahead of where I currently am. Which would be Option K on Mac, by the way. If we do Alt Shift E again and we Shift Tab a couple of times, shape. So we've got stuff like linear, square, slow start, fast end, fast start, fast end. I'm going to try fast end. I'm not sure if the difference will come down WhatsApp, but let's give that a go. We'll just play the fade this time. Yeah, no idea if that'll come down WhatsApp or not, but it sounds slightly better here. Hope it helps, man.
Send button.